Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
Access to my code.
Yeah. I mean, he'll give it to me, but... So last night we were at dinner and I was like... You know, he pulled up his Instagram, and I said, "Let me see your phone." And he kind of held it tight. And I said, "What are you trying to hide? Let me see your phone." He's like, "I'm not hiding anything. You can see. I follow Aunt B. I follow Auntie Kina. I follow Chris, Imani."
Yeah.
And he was, like, showing me all the people he's following. But I was like, this is weird. Like, you have your own little...
community.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's just weird, you know?
It's crazy.
And then, like, having access to... You know what I mean?
Having access.
No, it doesn't need to. That's for her last name, Brooks. It's not for me.
Wait, how old is he?
12.
That's around that time you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said to me last night, he said, I don't think I'm going to date in middle school because he's going to middle school this year. So I don't think I'm going to date in middle school or high school.
Yeah.
And I said, why though? I said, why?
Not middle school, but he could date in high school.
That's what he was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, a little fast ass. Let's get to it.
You
didn't date in middle school? No.
Why?
Because I wasn't fast, Zoe. I was 12.
Everybody has a line in the whole intro. Hand that's dating in middle school.
As y'all can see, we're already in mid-conversation.
But no, that is.
Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And I'm Zoe.
Zoe said, and I'm Zoe. Official fan.
He's trying to be the third member, Zoe.
So. He said, and I'm Zoe. Now, welcome back.
Y'all have been begging for Zoe, y'all. Oh, wait. We got to.
It's like every episode.
Back. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you do it? Okay, you know how to sing?
But I don't want to mess the notes up.
Okay, do it.
You got to give me the note.
We're back.
It's
you go back. Or you go back. Do that.
Okay.
We're back.
Yeah. You did.
I love that.
When we go back and listen, and be like, "Oh, he was like,
that was good." What is it?
Minor.
It was a minor, I guess. Yeah,
I thought it was tenor.
Jesus, thought it was tenor. Yeah. We're talking about the note. You're talking about
the gospel choir.
What were you? He's like soprano.
Alto tenor.
Y'all, we're back with Zoe. Y'all been asking for him. He just did. We're back. You're our first guest that's done it with us.
No, Winter tried to do it.
Tried.
I she did not. Okay.
Okay. Period. All right. You did it.
Oh, you want to get the drinks? Megan made beautiful drinks. If you want to get the recipe, yes. Mixology with Megan,
it's going to be on Patreon.
It's yes. Because I'm halfway done.
Zoe said he loved it. Zoe brought us Casamigo.
Yeah.
Reposado.
And drank the whole bottle before.
Yeah, I was cracked open before I came downstairs.
Two shot.
drinks. I said, Zoe. He said, well, I brought this for you, but I'm drinking it.
Right.
It's so good.
Cheers. Has anyone ever brought y'all a gift? Cheers.
No.
The first for everything here.
We usually, we have a gift for you, though.
We do.
We'll give it to you at the end, but we have a gift for you.
Yeah.
So, y'all, we got Zoe on here. Y'all been begging for him. He is here. Now it's dang, here. Here's Zoe. Lord. They love you. They've been begging.
He has such a strong fan base. It's crazy.
What is it? The Zoe Navy?
Yeah.
Zoe Navy.
How'd you come up with that for them?
Rihanna, shout out to you.
I stole it.
Right. I do this on everywhere I go because one day you're going to see it and you're going to acknowledge me, girl. But no, I love Rihanna.
Her she knows who you are.
Yeah, but she hasn't followed me. But she follows all the other sisters.
Really?
I can say that part of the community.
No, right. That's how I was. I'm like, I can talk about LGBT. Let's make a tomato because I was gay for a day. Like a little garbage.
So her fan base is called the Rihanna Navy. And I'm such like a diehard fan.
I am too.
Well, I won't say fan, supporter, lover, everything. So mine is the Zoe Navy. Like I love her.
I do too. I'm like one of those. I have two people, like artists, that I'm like really like a fan of, because I'm not a fan of a lot of people. Yeah. But Kanye. Rihanna.
People hate that.
I love really love Kanye.
Why?
They just think that he's You know, people don't like him. Well, yeah. Now.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's nothing wrong. He's always been, you know, cocky. Himself, arrogant. Yeah. That's been him. But I feel sometimes he don't think before he speak. But hell, who doesn't? I don't think sometimes. But he's a real ass person. Yeah. Like, he's so real. And he's going to say what people are thinking. And then people like lies so much now that when they hear somebody tell the truth
is so shocking.
You're crazy.
Shocking. Yeah.
And I just, I love Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Kinda, can you get some cards? Where'd she go? Just an icebreaker with him.
Kanye and Rihanna. So when Rihanna first came out and I was like old enough to kind of make my own hair decisions, I cut my hair off. Short, I had red rocker. Hair. Yeah. I had the black, jet black with like a red in the back. And
oh my God.
I like any time she changed her hair when it was like short, I had to do it. Yeah. Like so I was fearless. So obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And actually, Baby J bought me this huge book. It's up in my bedroom.
Oh, it's right there.
No, that's another one that I found. The
other
it's
one?
Big. It's the big pink one. Do you have that
I
one?
Have it.
It's like this big.
Yes.
And it's her book. It's with all. Oh my God. It was like literally, she gave it to me for Christmas and I almost cried. It was like the best. What? Yeah.
It was a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So what's your sign? Oh, I'm sorry.
Gemini. No, you're fine. You're a Gemini? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Pisces, Leo, Gemini. My rising is a Gemini.
I don't know all that. I just know when it's your birthday. All the rising stuff.
Wait, so when's your birthday?
May 31st.
May? Okay, okay.
Yeah. I could probably find. Do you know what time you were born? No. No? Morning, afternoon?
Okay, yeah, you got to ask. I don't know. Like, in the morning.
I could probably find out your chart. Like, your moon and your rising. Because your moon is how you, like, your emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, how you, you know, kind of express yourself. Your rising is kind of what you give off initially.
Mm. So, I thought, because I'd be doing the zodiac stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought you go off your zodiac, but then, like, since I'm May 31st, they said whatever the next sign is, if you're at the beginning of that, that's the good energy of them. And if you're at the end of that sign, that's the bad
energy. Bad energy? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm. Yeah.
But they do say that there's a difference. They're like, mm-hmm.
if you're dead in the middle, any sign.
If you're, like, in the beginning of it or if you're at the end of it because you're on a cusp
and
of another one.
And if you're male or female. Do you? I don't.
Yeah, how does the zodiac know if you're male or female?
It just knows.
No, I feel like they're all the same. When people are like, oh, male Geminis are female, I'm like, bitch.
Well, maybe because men and women have different chemical makeup, how we express ourselves might be different. I don't know.
And what are your pronouns? Are you just
you
he?
All
do you
born
use male pronouns?
At first,
mm.
Huh?
Do you use. Zoe is drunk.
I'm not. I just
pronouns.
No, but as a Gemini, we have those we're here moments, and then we really don't understand you moments. And I really don't say. So no.
What is your pronoun?
Don't call me bro, homie, dude. It's like, what's up, sis? What's up, girl? Like,
but if I'm like talking about you, and I'm like, he's so funny. Is that okay?
Zoe's so funny.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you would rather
I don't even get know mad, that. Yeah. Like, I'm not one of those, no, you better call me this, or, you know, no, it's not like, I'm not the type of person.
Creepy crawler.
So do you, but have you said that? Like, I'd rather not be, yeah, okay, people, so, and so even people
publicly.
Know.
Even if I don't say it publicly, I'm going to correct you privately, though.
Okay. Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I'm not
going to
be like an asshole.
Yeah, even as your friend, I didn't know that, so that's why I asked. Yeah.
Okay.
That's dope. Well, so Zoe.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when people be like, what's up, bro? I'm like, just say, what's up, Zoe?
Yeah.
Especially like with guys. I'm like, don't try to make yourself seem overly masculine or you're trying to put a boundary.
Right.
I know.
Like, what's
you
up,
are.
Brother?
Yeah.
Like, all right.
You're my homie. You're my friend. We know
that's
this.
Fine.
Just that's call fine. My name. Just we're personal here.
I'm a human.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not even your bro, first of all.
I like you.
My mom is different.
I like you.
Right. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Not your if brother. We, I will right. help you.
Like, if oh I didn't meet goodness. You as, like, a you friend? Know, we were friends already, then it's, obviously, I'm not trying to meet you on a friend level.
Right.
I'm old.
We when I meet, met you,
we're
you
not
were,
making friends anymore.
A virgin. Are you still a virgin?
What?
You heard what the fuck I said.
My earpieces. They're so professional here. You got earpieces.
No, I'm so professional.
See, us Gemini. Us Gemini, either we're here or we don't hear you. So, look, I had to recall.
Then back to the Gemini. Right.
No. Zoe.
I dibble and dabble.
In what, Zoe?
Are you a virgin?
I do. I just dibble and dabble.
What does that mean?
Dibble and dabble. No,
can you
I
please hand me a tissue. I can't get through this.
They're so professional. They're earpieces.
I.
Our ooh, podcast is all about truth, healing, evolving, and being yourself, you so and walking in your purpose
and your truth
and your truth.
Well, my purpose is to keep my shit to myself. But no, I.
Oh my god.
Okay,
he's dibbling and dabbling.
Yeah,
dibble let's leave
no,
it.
No, I mean, a little hit. A little poke here and there, but not all the way.
So you're still a virgin?
He is not a virgin. Talking about a little poke, nah, nigga.
God is not pleased.
No, for sure.
Wait a minute. Judgment?
I'm not talking about I'm not talking about LGBT. I'm talking about sex.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Well, I mean, I've, you know, a little poke in it. Yeah. I've done that.
Okay.
He said to sum it up, next God question. Is not pleased. So you take that how you want
it. Take that how you want to take it. I'm not talking about LGBT community. I'm talking about premarital sex.
Sit up.
No, for sure. Let me make it clear. Sweetie, Jesus Christ.
Don't edit that out.
You didn't mix it up. Mix it up.
No, but no. Are you a virgin?
No.
You? When did y'all lose it? Oh, you got kids.
Zoe.
But you could be like Chloe. Oh, y'all scared now.
Nah, let's talk about truth. Right. But
empowerment. You could be like, you know,
no,
Jesus. No, I lost my virginity when I was, I think I was 16. Mm, and it was on my stepmother's couch.
Oh, Jesus.
With a boy that was probably, I think he was probably like 18 or 19. And he sold weed. He was a drug dealer.
That's my type. Still? You still date those kind?
She is married. Is he here?
We're all about truth here.
Jesus, I'm not going to get through this episode. I'm not. No, so, is he here?
No, for real, that's good.
That's good that I lost my virginity at 16.
You
I would not.
Yours,
you were able to grow.
It was not good. I would never recommend that.
Yeah, I don't recommend
it. I mean,
that.
It's life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say do it, but it's life. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that you have to be like super prepared for that. Yeah. Because I remember feeling like a psychopath.
After
I lost 100%. My virginity to him. Like,
yep.
Oh, you I was all
I was freaked out.
Obsessed. He knew he was doing it. He was 18.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, he had his own apartment. He had his, you know what I mean? Like, he was living a grown man life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so,
you, that was like,
and I was like, oh, yeah. And I was obsessed with him.
That's how I was with the guy I lost time with. I didn't even like him.
How were you?
19.
How was he?
I don't know.
So why is it cool for women to go for older guys, but if a guy goes for older women, it's like, oh, it's hell breaks loose.
I don't think.
But like women, it's like they be like, oh, girl, your boyfriend older, girl. But then the guy says, oh, my girlfriend's younger. It's like, you know, weird.
It depends on the age range, though.
Yeah,
it can't be 16 and 30.
No, that's gross.
Right,
but I was. He was eight. Yeah, I was young. I mean, I was
18. Like he was.
That's 2 years though.
Yeah, but he was like, you know.
But if it was a guy, if it was a.
He knew. She was
you're right.
But girls do. Y'all mature more than us. Well, faster.
Way faster.
If like a woman was 18 and a boy was 16.
It would be like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're like that. Yeah. I mean, we're like.
Yeah. We ain't talking to no young niggas.
Like that guy that tried to talk to you, the 23-year-old. You're like, you are a baby.
You're a baby.
You're a baby.
No, I'm past that.
So you're not a cougar.
I mean, I know. But if I'm 50, I might talk to somebody like 30, maybe.
Really?
Maybe. Maybe. When I'm older, maybe.
It depends on the guy, I guess. Yeah. And if he's like somewhat mature.
If I'm 50 and he's 40, that's like still mature.
Mm. Right. My dad said he did not mature until he was like 45.
Yeah, my dad was
my stepdad. Yeah, my stepdad said the same thing.
Yeah, in like high school, college, they said my dad was a ladies' man.
Really?
And like my mom, oh my gosh, story. Mom and dad don't get mad, but I tell it all the time. So my dad was like a male hoe. Like he had women. Mm-hmm. Fine. I mean.
Are they still together?
Yeah, I have my biological mom and dad. So yeah.
They're still
for
married?
For all the stigma, I have my real dad, my real mom. They're still together. So people who say black people don't have their dads, my dad is in my life. and my mom, they are still married. What, like 50-something years?
Really?
Jesus.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Three kids, no kids out of. No stepkids, nowhere. It's just
lit.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Bill Cosby family without the other stuff.
but tell the story. You were about to say.
Yeah, he was in college, and he was a hoe. And, like, I think he was messing with some lady or whatever. My mom found out, and she fought the lady. They were rolling down the hill and all this other stuff, like a mess. This is before, like, the kids and stuff. This is just when they were just
younger.
Mm-hmm. Dating. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, well, mama, girl, who won? She said, who got the three kids and got them? I said,
oh. Oh, wow. I know that's right.
I don't know. It was just a lot. She went through a lot with him.
Like, yeah, but that's literally my dad and my stepdad both. We were like, we did not come to any type of like maturity, especially when it came to relationships, until they were like in their 40s. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's crazy, though.
He's still a flirt, though, but I don't think he would cheat.
Yeah, same with my dad. My dad is such a flirt, but I don't think he would ever step out on the person that he's with.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Okay. You want to
do card?
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll let Zoe pick. Okay. We usually do these little icebreakers, and you have to answer. You can't say skip.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, be with me. So okay.
Dramatic.
What do you really want to know about me? Is that for y'all?
I guess that would be like us answering.
I guess.
Yeah, like, what do you really want to know about me?
I want to know.
You really a virgin?
No. We already know that.
I want to know, because, okay, I don't know if we can say this. We can cut this out if we have to. But I always know that we talk about how many straight men are in your DMs.
Oh, no. We want to talk about that. He dates straight men.
Yeah, but, like, your experience with that. Yeah. Like, your experience with dating or being attractive to men that aren't typically attracted to other men, right?
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot. Yeah. Having to, like that whole
world.
I feel like that's such a...
It falls under the LGBT, but people don't want to admit it, though.
What do you mean?
I feel like it falls, like, how, so if you are actually, I feel if you're living, like a undercover life. That should be the letter for you. So like, you know, like LGBT, you for undercover. Jeez. So like, I feel like it's a whole nother thing. Like, just like you have, to be honest, people, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. Live your life. Forget letters. I don't know if you really cuss on here, but forget letters and all that other stuff. But yeah, I feel like even when they're undercover, you're still a part of that community. So don't try to downplay them when you're doing your thing behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. But when I asked you, you were saying like,
I don't, but I wouldn't call them gay. Because that's why, so that's why that takes them, because gay is gay. Gay means you like men, you know you like men, you want to be with men forever. If you're undercover, that means you have an infatuation. Like you, there's something about a man with or you that only. Person. Yeah. If it's something about, it could be just with me. It don't like you could like, let's say you like Young and May, but you don't like all other Fina. Women. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But there's something about her that you yeah. like. It doesn't mean you like all women. Like, okay, let's just say I tried vegan food. Doesn't make me a vegan. I just tried it. No, I'm serious. No, seriously. Like, if you start having sex with like me and this person and that guy, then child, now you dibbling, child.
But if they just like you, they're not gay.
Yeah, I feel like if it's just me or you just have this one transsexual, if it's a transsexual woman, then or transgender woman, this child, transsexual used to be the term. But now they say that's not good to say. You need to say transgender.
Okay, transgender.
It changes.
Who gets to determine those rules?
I need to find out.
I'm serious. I want to know, like, because it changes so often.
It does.
You can't even keep up.
I think it's all about, it's just about respect. If a group of people start to say, this makes me feel some type of way, then I think that's when words change.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like back in the day, it was like, oh, transsexuals. And back in the day, you could also even say tranny because they call them tranny chasers. Like right. the guys who like
but you can't
the
say
only
that
transsexuals.
Anymore.
They're like, oh, that's a tranny chaser. But now
you can't say tranny.
Offensive,
yeah.
So then when the tranny is transsexual, then that got offensive. Now it's transgender.
Is there a
so
why like, behind it? Like, why is transsexual offensive?
Why is it?
Probably the way
no,
that
I just heard
people are using it.
Probably so.
So if they start being like, that's a transgender, is that going to be offensive?
That's what I'm saying. Who gets to deter? I don't know.
I guess
feel
just out of respect.
I do feel like though that the LGBT community, I feel like there's not a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of grace, but I'm like it changes so often. Y'all mm-hmm. be so mad. Like the community gets so mad if somebody messes up. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But I'm like it changes so often. It's like how do you keep up with it?
I don't get mad.
I know you don't keep up with it.
I don't get, they get mad at me, child. So I'm the last really? Person to get for y'all to talk about that with.
Why?
They get mad because they say because I date guys who are DL.
So okay,
they
explain,
get so
I,
mad
I'm
with me.
Still, I
they feel like I'm
that.
What? Why, like why they mad at me about that?
No,
dating
your lifestyle yeah. with that. Like you're attracted to straight men.
Yes, because okay, people don't get it. It's like it's so hard to explain. Lame, but because I
feel like you explained it good when we were in where were we?
Talking about Ohio?
No.
Cleveland. Yeah.
Really? When we talked about this in Cleveland?
Kind of when you were just like, I'm not overly feminine and I'm not like you just
Well, the reason I'm attracted to him because like, okay, for people in the gay community, if y'all are watching, well, I'm sure you are, it's a different type of it is and it isn't. It just depends, I guess, on the person. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's a different type of masculinity. The masculinity is different. And I've been in the gay community since I was like freaking 16, 15 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying
gay men
can't be masculine. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think they get mad at me about because they think that I say gay men aren't masculine. They are. They can play football and beat people asses and basketball and baseball. Yes. And lift weights and do this. Yes. Like, I ain't saying that makes you masculine because a woman can do the same thing. And it's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're like, what can I say? But
100%.
I'm not saying all those things. If you do those things, you're masculine.
That because masculine is just an energy, really. Right, it's just an energy.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
But, okay, so let me put it that way. Take out the word masculine.
Okay.
Masculine.
Energy. Add energy to it.
There's different types of energies. Like, yeah. When I'm around gay men, it's like, They're boom, boom, boom. But when I'm around my dudes who are on like Gresham Road, West End Mall, it's like, I'm like, it's a different.
You just like hood niggas.
No, but it's a different vibe. The feeling is different. It's hard to explain. The feeling is just different. Cause like, okay, you know how they say the company you keep, you're gonna start acting like them a little bit? So like, let's say I start hanging out with you. I started talking like you, like, B Simone, what's up? Hey girl, oh my God. Like, I started doing that, but I wasn't doing that until I hung out with you.
Right.
So even though you're masculine and all you hang out with is gay people, you're going to pick up certain tendencies that you may not notice. You know what I'm saying? So if a straight man has never hung out with like gay people, he's not going to have those little small tendencies and lingos. And it's just certain things that's just my preference that turns me off.
Mm. Got you.
Does that make sense? They are about to chew me up.
Edit all of that out.
Right. No, you can keep it, but they're about to. Because, girl, as long as they don't touch me, I'm good. I don't give a fuck. You can cuss me out all day. Fuck
but
you,
Zoe. But I don't see why you're saying no, it's wrong.
Yeah, but they get mad. They be like, they'll say that I am eternally homophobic, and they Jesus. Try to say so much stuff.
Really?
About me. Yes. The gay community, they say you're homophobic, you don't love yourself, and you praise the straight men and think they're better than gay masculine
Jesus.
Men. Bitch, when did I ever say that?
Right.
When I first started, I dated openly gay men. I dated them.
And you're not opposed to dating an openly.
Yeah, I will. But it's just, bitch, it's 2022. Everybody's getting fucked now.
Right. My man don't need to get fucked.
Right, right.
If my man is getting done, sorry y'all men over there. But no, if my man is getting fucked or putting a penis in his mouth, I don't want you. That is my preference.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So like, you want to be the more feminine energy in the relationship.
Yes. And understand. I just don't, I know. Got you. And it's just like there's in the gay community now, a lot of people are versatile. They're they're either versatile or they've been, and I know the gay community is going to say, child, men be out there getting fucked. Mm-hmm, and you just don't know. So, if they have and I find out, goodbye.
Okay.
Like, you know, I just.
Okay. But I feel like if that's your preference, that's your preference. Like, right. Why is that a thing where it's like they you have child. To be, because your preference is your preference, then you're hating. But and we, everybody experiences that, I feel like, on social media. Like when you said, my preference is I don't want to date a man from that works a 9-to-5.
Right, right, right.
That's your preference. That doesn't mean I hate people that work niggas that work 9-to-5. Yes. I just don't want a man that works a 9. I don't want a man that does X, Y, and Z. Yes.
Right.
That is my preference. Right. Why is that like such a thing with the gay community where it's like you, if that is not your preference, then it's like, we hate you. You're so evil.
And that what I be trying to tell them, I'd be like, for us to be the community who's supposed to just be so understanding
and loving and welcoming
and want people to respect us and our views, then we should be the ones to understand that there are so many different types of people out here. Like, you have straight, but then you also have different types of gay people. You have studs who like studs. You have feminine girls who like feminine girls. You have masculine men who like masculine men. You have feminine who like feminine men. You have transsexual women who still like to date gay guys. They don't, because they'd be like, well, why did you turn transsexual or transgender to still date gay men? Or why did you turn transgender to still use your pee? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's why I tell people,
just be yourself. Because there's so many different types of people. Like, there's trans men. I'm attracted to trans men. I'm attracted to masculine energy.
Period.
Yes.
Period.
If you're masculine.
If you're masculine, I like you. Period. Like, you can be Sierra. She's feminine, but she also has like a tomboy type of feel. That's why I told you I'm attracted to you. I could date Young and May.
Don't do me.
Yes, because you're girly, like, but you still
So you would date a woman that's masculine.
Yes, I could pretty be. She has that.
Masculine.
Like, I beat your head. Like, I like that.
I like that.
Okay. Young and May.
Yes.
Right.
Or what's the basketball player name?
The one that's locked up out of town?
No. But
not out of town.
On vacation.
Out the country. She is not out of town on vacation. She is
locked up. Is that what it? She is going through it.
Kim K, help me out.
No. Do something. What is it? Mimi's.
What's her name's girlfriend?
She fine.
Fine.
Well, fine.
Mimi's my friend, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, she fine.
She fine. Sorry. What is her name?
I know you're talking about.
I don't know her name.
She's a handful. You watch me, dog girl. I still love you, girl. But girl, Mimi, I love you too.
Zoe's so damn messy. I don't even know what he's talking about. She's like, we already talked into the DMs. Like, what?
Oh my God. Yeah, but she's fine.
She's fine.
And see, that don't make y'all gay.
You know what's crazy though? Like, I
didn't mean to mess you. No, it's all in my head.
And I know you'll forget.
It makes me so mad. Like, how can it just makes me mad that women, y'all can be so free to say, oh, she's fine, she's this, but another guy can't say, oh, he looks good.
It's double standards.
That makes me so mad.
It's double standards.
I'm perfectly fine with any guy saying that, or you know, but there is double standards.
It's more accepted in like the white community than the black community. Because white people are like, bro, smack your ass, this. You look hot.
I went to all white middle school and high school, and my white friends were so cool. I think, bitch, that's why I'm gay. No, like, they're so fucking cool.
But
like,
in the black community, you can't do that.
They'll be like, Zoe, you're a crazy slap ass. They measure their dicks together and get drunk and be like, oh, we were just fucked up that night. Dude, I'm like, yes, we were, but I was looking. But they were really just fucked up. But I was like,
I'm gay.
Jesus. But
one more shot.
Right. Another round. It's on me. But no, they really don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. They're so free.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it makes me so mad that black men can't be like that. Like, show a little penis. No, no. Sit in each other's lap. No. Embrace, you brother.
You're my brother.
God told us. Before Adam and Eve, nudity was okay. But when that heifer ate the apple, that's when the body became
sinful.
Okay. I'm not going to make it. I'm really not.
He's like, niggas, please let your guard down.
He's like, everyone, it's dicks okay. out, please.
To be free.
He's be like, free. Everyone, drop them. Drop your pants.
It's okay to be
please.
Free. It's okay to be free. That's why I like going to L.A. They will have
so he said everyone.
Everything and not.
Everyone, right now, pull your dicks out.
Everybody. Doesn't mean you're gay.
I'm serious. It doesn't. I've seen videos. Like, it was videos on, like, I'm talking to you. It was videos on YouTube where it's so funny. The white guy be like, yo, bro, your dick is huge. Yeah. Bigger than me. And they don't care. Like, they're giving they're giving a compliment. But the other black people are going to be like, fuck you looking at my dick, bro. You want to fight, bro?
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
White men wear them little small shorts. Damn, child.
It's the different communities. You're right. It's different.
Well, maybe I need to move. Can we gentrify race? Gentrification black.
Zoe.
It's the liquor. I'm sorry.
I feel
don't
the drink back
to
up.
My heart. Charge to the Casanica.
I don't even know where to
I'm
go
like,
from
are
there.
Are we
but...
going to get canceled?
No. Oh, don't want to say that because if you say you're going to get canceled, they would try.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, take it back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, you filled me up?
Yeah, yeah. I filled you up.
Fill me up. Till I overflow. Do you
understand? What song is
this? I want
to go. She's about to say, fill me up. No. Baby doesn't let me down. First of all. Like, what is he about to
no.
say?
No. Is that Tasha Cobb?
That is Tasha Cobb.
I love that song.
Fill me up.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. I know. I played it with my ex guy. No, no. No, it's a good song to play. Not feel me. Oh my God. It's telling God to feel
I
me.
I understand.
Up. So I
Zoe?
Needed his presence. Oh my God. I needed his presence.
I get it. You did not have to explain anything else. I understand.
I won't be able to survive this. I'm telling you guys,
KFS
honestly.
Family.
This is what y'all no, but this is what y'all wanted. Wanted. So this is what you're gonna get. Y'all beg for fucking Zoe to be on this podcast. So this is what the fuck.
He's like, I'm giving my all. They're gonna love me. Oh
no,
my
this
god,
this is great. This is so organic.
Okay, right. So that's going back to the question. That's what. What is the question?
What you want
to
know about me?
What you really want to know about me. So that's what, okay, so what do you, we'll ask B, what do we really want to know about her? Well, what you,
what do you want to know,
what
about,
do you want
me?
To know about B? What's something you really want to know?
What I want to know about B? Oh, wow, that is really a good question because I don't know what I want to know about. Like, I feel like I know so much about you.
Yeah.
Seeing you naked.
Zoe.
They know that. We said on our other one. What do I want to know about B?
Nothing happened, everybody.
Oh my God. And if it is.
Okay. Right.
Right. Right. Now, what do I want to know about B? Okay. Because y'all are so deep here.
It doesn't have to be that deep.
No, it's not deep. Well,
you're so deep here.
What, oof. Despite, like, everything that has, like, you know, been thrown your way, like, just stuff.
Yeah.
And then just life, period, and then just dealing with men and, mm-hmm. you know, your breakup. Mm-hmm. What keeps B going? Like, because I know enough about you. Yeah. What keeps you going? Like, what motivates you to just keep going despite everything that you've been through?
That's a good question.
Even stuff we don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the faith and the belief, like, I truly believe that everything I want and desire, whether it's peace, happiness, love, boyfriend, the relationship I dream of, can happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like, always fighting for that. Like, a happy life, my career, all of that. Like, I believe I can have that. Whatever mm-hmm. that looks like, whatever that path to that is, I don't know. I'm just always on that. But I truly believe it can happen.
And even if it's taken so long, you know, some, cause yeah. some people be like, what is yep. it? Because I ask people that question, too. They be like,
you still single? Well,
it takes long. Yep. It takes long, or I believe it, but I don't see it. How do you keep yourself focused on that?
Trying to be positive, I guess. Literally every day. It's a practice. All that. Talking to myself, write stuff down, journaling, try new stuff. Like I said, I've been in the gym the past year. At first, I felt like that was a huge stress reliever because I started working out with my trainer during my breakup. So that mm-hmm. like relieved a lot of stress. But I don't feel like the gym works anymore. So when you start stuff and it doesn't work anymore, you have to try new things. Mm-hmm. Meditation. I'm on this sound bowl kick now. I'm on this mm-hmm. whole different, you know, you just mm-hmm. got to keep, it's trial and error. Exactly. But yearning for that, like, you can't be stagnant. You have to yearn for it.
Yeah. I feel like you have to add layers to it. Like, yeah. So working out might have been enough, but maybe it's for not enough moment. Anymore. Now yeah. you work out and you add this, yes. and then you add yes. this, and then you just keep adding things, yeah. you know.
Yeah. It's like a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going,
yes.
oh, we're checking yeah. myself on this date.
Yep.
We got to move on to something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So constantly yearning for that. And like I said, it starts with the belief that I can have that. Anything I believe I can have, I truly believe it. So mm-hmm. I'm not stopping till I get there. Mm-hmm. Relationships, career, finances, the house, the peace, all that. I believe it's there, you know?
Mm. It's so hard for some people to do that, though.
It is.
I'd be telling my friends, like, you just got to have that faith, or you got to manifest, or this and that. And they'd be like, I just can't, or yeah. I can't do it. I don't know. Because me, it's easy for me to see a vision and believe that vision.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't see past what's in front of them.
Yeah, like yeah,
they,
yeah.
They be so stuck in what's happening right now
yep.
that they can't see the outcome of other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your environment, your yeah. mindset, different practices, changing your mindset, changing the way you think, changing your circle. Mm-hmm. It's everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you keep trying until you find what works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Okay. What do you guys want to know about me?
I don't know about you.
My eye is watering so bad.
That's a Zoe question.
Jesus.
What do you
mean? I don't know about you. Yeah. Okay. What is... Okay. This will be right. What is something you've never...
Jesus.
...told anybody?
Jesus.
Jesus, Zoe.
So now you got to tell...
The everybody. World.
Awesome friends out here who wants to know stuff about you.
Oh, something I've never told anyone?
Like your mom, your dad, your children, your husband.
Wow.
I think I've been pretty open about... Damn, what's something...
Okay, I can help. What is one... Okay. Name three insecurities that you have.
Like three insecurities.
That, it don't oh. have to be like, it don't have to be nothing like looks or nothing, but
it could be looks too.
Anything, but just your three top insecurities that nobody knows.
Oh, wow.
Damn, because then I say it, then they're going to like start using them against me.
Like, yeah, you little.
Yeah, bitch. You know you're insecure
we know
about
your
this.
Your eyelashes.
But that can only affect you if you allow.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point.
Once you embrace your insecurities, I feel like, hey, nobody fuck you. Like, I have a big forehead. Not, I know it, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
That's why I have this on. I haven't embraced it yet.
I haven't embraced it yet, bitches. But there's a girl on TikTok who got her forehead did, and you can get it done. You can get it shaved down there, pinch it back up, and sew it up, and her hair looks so good now.
Now you want it.
Yes.
So,
really?
You just said embrace your insecurities.
Yes. You embrace your
said, I was talking about what
but
you
me,
could do.
I'm going to
wear a hat and try to get that motherfucker fit. No, embrace your insecurity. I embrace that I knew that was my insecurity. But you can fix it if you want to.
No, you say that.
Right. If you don't like something about yourself, change it.
It's all about you. Like, you can't change I know it, and I don't let nobody get to me about it.
Right.
But for my own self, if I want to change it, then bitch, I'm going to change it.
Right. No.
And
I
if
agree
it turns
with
out
that.
Ugly, just another insecurity. Okay,
back
go ahead.
To square one. Another insecurity.
I feel like I'm not as insecure as I used to be. I feel like I used to really, really, really be insecure about a lot of things, especially about the way I look. I felt like I always looked different and nobody could really pinpoint what I was. So I like
your nationality. Or
yeah. And yeah. I have like really big teeth, a really small face. You know what I mean? Growing up, I had really crooked teeth. So I was always made fun of in high school. Like people would pick on me a little bit about that.
You're beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
So, okay, I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
So that's, okay, that takes me back to my sister. When she was younger, she was dark skinned, right? Well, she still, did you can't change that?
No, people change your nature.
They really do. They crazy.
But we used to always pick at her. You know, when you're young, you don't understand how that can affect somebody. Mm-hmm. So I used to always be like, oh, black ass, you're so black, da, da, da. You know, and, it's bad. And her teeth were crooked, but she ended up getting braces. But now that she's a woman, fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
skin, teeth, yep. beautiful.
Beautiful.
But
melanin
in her mind,
and, yeah. from her
she
childhood.
She still has that, I don't look like these other girls.
Yeah.
So is that why you, is that insecurity still in there? Or are you
no, I think I'm past that now. I think that the more that I kind of started, in like this is recent, I'll say recent, where I've actually been like okay with myself. Mm-hmm. In all ways. Like I've really been like, I fuck, yeah, like, I'm not, like, you know, I feel like I have little insecure, like, I'm insecure about my body just because my body drastically changed in the last year, so I'm still kind of working through some insecurities with my body right now, like, looking at my body is very different, because I was 60, I mean, I was 60 pounds heavier a year ago, and so I was so used to seeing my body a certain way, very curvy, I had a big ass, I had... You know, super I was just full. Super full, like, even with my boobs, like, I was, you know, they weren't as flat and saggy as they are now. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I had three children, so obviously that takes a toll on your body as well. But I used to be, like, super, super, or I still am kind of fighting through some insecurities with my body.
And how are you doing that? What are you doing to help yourself get, because there are probably some other women out there who probably lost
absolutely.
Weight or they're going through something like, oh, I'm too big or I'm too little. My breasts are saggy. Like, what are you doing to help yourself?
I'm still trying to figure out if there are any, like, I always talk about getting my boobs done. I'm like, I'm going to get my boobs done because I breastfed. I feel like I deserve that. And I don't like having saggy boobs. But what really keeps me, like, proud of this is that it's natural. Like, the idea that my body is natural. Yep. Like, this is just
a
naturally what it is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't enhance anything.
Yep.
I didn't. Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because, again, like I said, I'm thinking about getting my boobs done. But I just like the fact that my body is natural.
Yep.
It's mine. And I get to decide what I want to do with it. And I could easily go work out and, like, have... you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So
that's,
like, those have been, like, my biggest, like, physical insecurities. I think internal insecurities. Just, like, my personality. Just, like, the way I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very different in how I think and how I approach things. So I have been insecure about that because everybody doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I always feel like an outcast. Like, I just never felt really like B, when we were in high school, B was very, very popular and very, like, she fit in with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was cool with everybody, but not like that. You know what I mean? Like, I was always kind of that friend that if there was, like, a crisis or somebody really needed anything, that's when they came to me. But I wasn't, like, the party, like, let's go hang out and do-da-da-da-da. I really wasn't like that. I was really more of the, like, oh, I'm going through some shit. Can you please help me?
But see, that's what I want people to understand. And I want people to understand, like, it's okay to be that person. Like, everybody has their purpose. Like, her purpose was to be that loud, funny, go-to friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your purpose was to be the person we can come to when we need to have somebody to really listen to us. Mm-hmm. Maybe because B was so loud and wild, you couldn't really just go to her and just sit down and talk and have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you were that person who they can come and confide in. And
yeah.
They knew that, okay, if she gave me that answer, it's really coming from a good space.
Yeah. And then understanding.
You were younger then.
So I was young. It was different in high school, but then also coming to the understanding of like, you really didn't want to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I really didn't want to be, I didn't want to go out and hang out and do all that stuff anyway. Right, right, so it's like, this is just who you are and that's okay. Right. It's okay that you're not that person that, you know, is the life of the party and da 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 da. That's okay. Right. Like, it's okay that you're just the maybe more calm person.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if my sister sees this. Aww. I don't want to tell her sorry because like, we were so tough on her.
Yeah.
And like now she just doesn't have that self-esteem that she should have.
Yeah.
Because and people, if you're out there picking at your little sisters or friends or a girl who's dark skin or light skin, whatever you're picking at, just be careful because your words are really, powerful. Really, really strong.
And they're powerful. Remember.
Yeah, they do. Remember. And like, you may not think you're affecting them now, but you really are. Because like, she does. I don't care how much I tell her now, you're so pretty, you're this, and guys a flirt, but in her mind, I think she still sees that girl.
It's still that little girl
that's the everybody picked on. So I've never like apologized to her. Aww. So I'm apologizing to you now. And I'm like, my sister is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't think she knows.
Especially brown girls. Like the girls that were like my complexion and even darker, it was always like, yeah, you're pretty for a brown girl.
And I hate
you're pretty for a dark skin girl. But I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always your pretty for instead of you're just pretty. You were never really like the chosen one. Yeah. But like, if I had to choose,
I pick you.
Yeah.
And even like just giving kids compliments. You're pretty. I love your eyes. I love your teeth. You're smart. I love your personality. You're a great person.
Yep.
Like, we always that was a compliment thing. The physical when it comes to people.
That
like,
was a thing growing up for me was you're a great dancer because I danced. You're great. You're so creative. You're so pretty. You're so photogenic. Like, my family would say that. But it was never like, you're a good person.
Right.
Well, bitch, I'm ugly. They just told me you're so funny.
So but you are fine as hell.
No, for sure.
I never got, you got a pretty smile. You got a pretty, bitch, I'm just funny.
You get that so I'm now. I'm ugly.
No, you're not. But that's what I'm saying. We need to do better at reassuring
the characteristics. Characteristics and not physical appearance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I try to do that with my children. Like, I love, like my son Jonah, who is like super, super like independent and stubborn. But I'm like, I love that you like, stick to what you believe. Like, and you are going to fight to the death of what you believe in. And I love that about you. It's just, he's a Gemini.
I said, that's so mean.
Yeah, he's a Gemini. He's very just, Jonah is very like, he's like,
you're not going to change your mind.
And it doesn't matter
what you say. You have to really, because what we're going to do is Geminis, we're going to fight you for your opinion. And if you can make me understand why you believe what you believe, then I'm going to believe you.
The why.
I need to know why you believe that. And if it doesn't make sense,
I'm not going to fall for
it. Jonah is to a T that. Like, very, he deals in reason. If that doesn't make sense to me, you are, like, I'll say, clean up all these toys in here, right? All the toys will be cleaned up. But if there's balls in here, he'd be like, you said clean up the toys.
Yeah.
The balls or not, that's not a toy to me. You said clean up the toy. Like, he's very like, you know what I mean? Or if Jonah like if we prove that Jonah is wrong about something, he will still find a way to be
right. To make it right.
To make his point right.
Yeah.
So, and I love that about him. It just hasn't been matured and like evolved yet.
He knows how
but
to
like,
use
I like
it,
to, I think it's important to point that out in your children or anybody.
Yeah,
just,
any human. That's,
I love that about you. I love the fact that you are so detail oriented or I love, you know, instead of being like, you're so pretty.
You're so, right.
And just putting the physical appearance on it. Yeah. So yeah.
And anyone that's out there that's trying not to be insecure about the physical appearance, because we all have gone through that.
Yes.
It sounds crazy, but once you start speaking that, you're going to start believing it. Like, I truly had to do that. Like, my boobs sag, I have stretch marks, I cannot get rid of this gut for nothing, I have no hips, my butt, it's just like all these little things you nitpick. Yeah. But once you start to be like, I love my body, like you say
and
it, you'll start to believe it.
If y'all were to see half of the people that y'all kind of want y'all's bodies to really look like, if y'all were to see this in
real life,
I promise you it is not the same.
It's not
those pictures and Photoshop.
Yeah.
It is. We like do not determine who you are or what you believe about yourself based off of this fake Instagram. Yeah. It is not real because I've seen these bodies in person and they are.
And you got to see them when them clothes
That's
come
what I'm
off.
Saying. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some.
Clothes off. Yeah. Like in the outfits, then it's going to look good.
Yeah.
But when them clothes come off, and
it's
like, oh.
Even the face. Like a lot of these are super photoshopped.
People
so just
still have
be.
Cellulite, they still have natural. What, Zoe?
No, I'm just saying, like, because I could. That's so true.
It's so true.
I'd be like, it's a lot of people who I met, and I was just like, oh, wow. I'm not talking about nobody, but it's just like, that's why I don't put filters on my stuff.
Yeah.
I don't, because I want people to know what you see.
This is what you gonna get.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I know it's okay. Like when you want to have like those touch up pictures and nice pictures. Yeah. But like I don't do no filters or nothing because I want people to know. Look, baby.
When you see me in person,
that's not as though I saw. Like
I do
because
I do a little face app. I do a little natural.
Yeah, you got.
You like, see me both.
No, because there's some you like you want to have something that is perfect for those magazines and looks and you know, promos and stuff, but. I'll just let people know, bitch.
It's good to show both.
It's good to show both. Yeah, it's good to show both.
And I used to edit my body in my pictures, y'all, when I was bigger. I did.
So did I
used
Hell
to
yeah.
When I was bigger. I haven't edited it since a while.
I used
like,
to be a catfish.
Since I got smaller, but.
I was a catfish.
Really?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I had a fake picture.
Really, Zoe?
It's a girl.
Zoe.
You edited your body.
And here you are judging me.
I edited my whole personality. We're both liars.
We're both frauds.
Don't Zoe me, bitch, with your fake waist.
Right. No, I was a catfish.
Wow. Okay, wait. I feel like there's a part two, and I feel like we need to.
So let's do 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes, and then we'll do it, and we'll go into
so
a part two.
So let us know what it's like 20 more minutes. Y'all, we going to give y'all a part two, you guys.
Because obviously, Zoe, there's so much.
A lot to get out. So Zoe and KFS fam. Times two. We're gonna finish out this part one, and y'all stay tuned for part two. We're trying to get Zoe right.
Okay,
he's looking at every
so
camera.
So let's
but
do
his.
One more.
A card.
Yep. I'll let you pull.
I want to talk about this catfish.
Oh yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Cause that's when I wasn't. You know.
What year is this?
Oh gosh, this I don't know. Before I was on Wildin' Out, and before I was Instagram famous.
And why was it a girl?
Cause he,
I'm just saying,
because I wasn't born one.
Because you wanted that to be okay,
and it was easier for me to approach the men. Like I couldn't approach them as like this 16, 17 year old guy saying, "Hey, you look good.
Wow,
talk to you." So,
where'd you get the picture from? Like, who was it?
She was just some fine girl who I knew nobody knew
off Pinterest,
probably.
Wow.
Yeah, do you still beautiful. Have a picture?
And
she, of her?
And that's when like Facebook and all that stuff was in and. MySpace and stuff was in.
Yeah.
And, you know, people post all their pictures. So snatch. You know, people didn't know who they were then. It's really big like that.
Right.
So, I made my own Instagram. This is when I used to just post quotes on Instagram. Like, you go all the way down my Instagram, you will see
they're still
the
there?
Quotes. It just seems like the quote pictures, like, have a good day, sunshine, whatever.
Right.
And so that's when I was her, and her name was Alyssa, because that's what I wanted my name to be if I was a girl. Her name was Alyssa, and so cute. Classy. It's like classy and sluttish at the same time.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Like, she's that girl. So, I used her picture, and I would talk to people, and just, they would DM everything. I would FaceTime. Back then, you know, 16, 17, your voice is high. Call them on the phone. FaceTime wasn't a thing then. So I was talking and everything. If I come meet me, I can't. Mom and dad is on.
Zoe.
Like,
girl,
yeah.
Like them chat lines that you used to call and talk to people. What you look like?
I see on that
Carmel,
too.
I'm Hazel.
And I was in the AOL chat rooms. Everything.
I love AOL.
Yeah.
I used to love AOL.
Lit.
And the funny thing is, so some of the people who were following me when I was Alyssa are still following me now. So I've had
and they don't know?
Guys, no, I had two guys approach me. And they not approach me, but wrote me and be like, you were writing me back in one of them, he's going to see this because he loves you.
Oh,
but I can't say his name. We're still friends, though.
He's like, Alyssa, Zoe, right. I don't give a fuck. I
who
like
the fuck
you.
Are you? Yeah. But he was like, like, he used to write me and everything. I'm like, yeah, that was me.
It was definitely me.
Yeah. And there's another guy.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
So when did that stop? And how did you transition
I
out
had
of the list?
Stop.
It was getting too deep in it.
Once Vine came out and I started and Vine had shut down, I went to my Instagram. So that was Vine shut down around 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I had to go to
But you were popular on Vine as Zoe.
Yeah, but I didn't cross promote my Instagram and Vine. So it was just my, Instagram was just Instagram, and I was focusing on getting my Vine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it shut down in like 2016, I told everybody to go over there. And that's when I started posting my videos and my face there. And then it was just like, what happened to Alyssa?
Did you get hacked? You didn't even make a whole new page.
I said, fuck it.
You said, I'm taking a risk.
Out the bag.
All right.
Oh, my and God.
I was a whole catfish.
Wow, Zoe.
It was so fun. It was easy. You can make this whole personality that was not you. So now that's why I get that show. I love that show.
That show was crazy. That show was crazy. So when people be like,
how do you not know?
Easy.
They didn't know me.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I even met people. I dressed in drag and met two people. It was so funny.
No.
Scared of
what did they? Ass. What did they say?
It was at nighttime.
Did you look like the picture?
This was off the chat line.
Oh, okay.
Name Alyssa. It was me and my sister. They're gonna watch. They're all like, shouts out to the Jammers softball team. But it was a bunch of girls. I used to hang out with them. Oh my God, I don't want to say his name. They were Jamaican.
Say his name.
I'm not Jamaican. No. The whole family
don't play.
Will be up here.
Yeah, they don't play.
Okay. So they came to my parents' house. I went to the store, bought a wig, outfit, Zoe. Everything.
You had heels on?
No, it's a hood girl. So you know, when you're younger, I didn't have all this. Face was still a little, you know. And I used to do estrogen pills. Progenova, really? Shout out to all the transgender. Y'all know what that is. Progenova slows down your testosterone and breaks your
face
down.
Okay, so when
down.
You met them, what?
Met them. And you got to get the whole backstory. They're like, nigga, you like a nigga. But I had to let you know why they didn't.
No. Because you were doing.
Yeah, because I was doing Progenova at the time. And then, you know, still young. So they came over, came to my house, saw me.
I'm just imagining like this blonde. Yeah, and they came, and then
no, this eye goes in, and so they came, and he was trying to touch and everything. And at that time, I didn't know how to tuck and stuff. Like right now, I'm tucked.
Zoe,
but they came and they were talking and everything. They're like, "Why let's keep going to the house?" I was actually really scared.
Why Lisa keep? Yeah,
I was like, "Why keep going to the house?" Because I thought they were catching up on the vibe. They didn't. They was at me.
What do you say they? There was two?
Two guys.
They came over together?
It was because they came to see my other homegirl, Shanika.
She's
a real girl, though. This girl, because, you know.
Right. Jesus.
She's a cis woman. And so they came to see her, and then the other one came to see me.
Wow.
And they never found out?
Never.
Was that the last time?
First and last.
They came over twice.
Wow. Who is that? Jonah? Jonah,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Listen to grown stuff.
Right, listen to grown folks' business.
But yeah.
Jonah running around upstairs.
I've done a lot in my lifetime.
Yeah.
A lot.
We need more stories. I'm going to pull one more card real quick. Okay. Go to part two, you guys.
All right, yeah. Oh, well, you'll pull. I'll let you pull. Wait, one of those we already did.
We already did.
I'm a whole book.
You should.
Jonah, wherever you're doing, go to your room.
Okay. What do you see in me that I don't see for myself?
I feel like I've answered that before, but I'll let Zoe answer it. I feel like I've answered that one for you before.
What do I see that you don't see in yourself?
Or we can do that.
That you're already perfect.
Oh,
to me.
Zoe.
Oh my God. No, because you don't, I know that you don't think that you are. I guess
I mean, think I'm perfect.
Yeah, people say, when I say perfect, I mean to my level.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But as far as like body wise and, aww, you know, and
you always tell me that.
Like, I do. I always tell you that you're so pretty. Yeah. Just from like your body wise, your face to your talent, from like comedian wise, from just creativity. I think you're good. And I feel like you're kind of hard on yourself. And I just think like you need to ease up a little bit. But don't ease up too much. When you ease up, you get comfortable, and then you slow down, and then you start slacking. But
so
I
actually
think, no, but I think you're on the right path. So don't, like, if you are having any doubts about your future and where you're gonna end up being, you're already there. So
thanks, though. Yeah. I always have those moments, but not too, you know, they're not overtaking, but they're there. They're little sprinkles there, yeah. Thanks.
And I can't wait to see your children.
We said if I'm 40 and I do not have a baby by then, Zoe and me are going
to
have a baby.
So remember when I first met you and I asked you to have my baby?
So I don't need to be your surrogate.
Oh, no, we're doing that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's like,
so you're not carrying it.
No, I'm gonna carry it, but I want her to carry a baby at the same time as me.
So okay, so I can have that one, and you can have the one she's gonna carry.
What?
Because you're telling her to carry your baby too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants you to just give him a baby.
You know what I'm saying is you can. So the one you're holding for me is gonna be like mine.
He's saying he. I can. You don't. He doesn't want you to be a part of that baby's life.
I mean, you can be, no, not. You're gonna be a part, but it's gonna live.
You're gonna be like an auntie.
I'm not doing that.
You're like an auntie.
But she's holding another one for you.
Exactly.
I can't just neglect my child.
You're not gonna. No, listen. You're not neglecting it. You're gonna like it's staying at my house.
Oh, no, Zoe.
You're gonna have. So you're gonna have two.
Yes.
That's not fair.
So you guys would have to share.
So
custody.
What am I gonna do? Just you're gonna have. I just gotta come over and see it.
So you want me to do that? And after I carry that baby for 9 months?
Yeah, so because you're going to have one living with you already. So it's not like you're like not going to have a baby there.
No, I'm not neglecting my child.
You don't need to hold my baby.
I feel like I'm in some weird...
No, because ladies, I do. I need somebody who wants to hold my baby. But like the
give
baby lives with me.
So you want a surrogate?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want it to be somebody I know and I know the baby. This sounds so cocky or whatever, but I just want to know like the features are like gonna look good.
So you want to pick the surrogate?
Yes,
you could do that.
Yeah,
I just don't think this is a good.
Yeah, this isn't gonna work
because you want to keep the baby.
Yes,
I don't want to neglect my child.
You're not going to because it's gonna stay at my.
Okay, we'll have joint custody then every other weekend.
Every other month.
Zoe, no,
Zoe.
Okay, this isn't gonna work.
But you have one.
She has three, and they all live with her.
Because those are her children with her husband. We both want a kid. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
like,
this is
so. That's
work.
Why you got to have two.
No, it's not going to work.
Or you okay?
I'm gonna be too busy. I'm not keeping the other one.
Look at him.
The other one's not mine.
Look at him. Just me.
No, wait! Don't try to reject my baby.
Treat it like a stepchild. I'm not keeping the other one.
Don't try to reject
wait, what
my
was your
baby.
Idea?
I don't know. Never mind.
Keep them both at the same.
I think you should. Okay, what if you? But then it's like, can you really reject? Like, could you really have someone's baby?
I would never do that.
And then not be a part of their life.
So you can't be a surrogate.
That was not the plan.
But if it's not okay, so what if
it's together?
No. I did not want to.
I think that's a. I think that's a good compromise. You guys get a one big ass house.
No.
The child doesn't have to go from da 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 da. You know. You stay on one side, she's on the other side, you meet in the middle.
Maybe she's just not the one.
Yeah, I'm not. I'll help you if it gets real surrogate.
Okay, but question. Could you be, like, I don't think I could be a surrogate for someone and then, like, with my egg, right? So it's, like, my child.
Yeah.
And not be a part of that child's life. Like, I feel like that would be, but there are artificial insemination where it's,
the egg and then the person.
Yeah, so it's like you're just literally the carrier of the baby. So like, say you got married,
it would still feel like your baby.
I don't know. I think I would be more. I could do that more than I could. It would be my egg and someone else's.
Yeah, because now it's gonna look like you.
Yeah, and it's my that's my DNA. That's my that's my child.
Because Hallie from Wildin' Out, the Wildin' Out girl, she said she would let me get one of her eggs.
Really?
Yeah, so we could put that in you. So then it's not your child.
No, I'm not doing all that to give the baby
But you
away.
Picked B because you like her features.
And her personality. And
yeah, so then that wouldn't work anyway.
Take care of herself. And she's like, you know, like some people, they'll smoke, while drink, they're pregnant, hang out, yeah. whatever.
Yeah. No, surrogates have to be like under contract.
Yeah, yeah. Like you need to
You can't just pick
I need
anybody.
You to be good. I need your energy to be good. Like that baby's a part of you.
Would you want to? Would you want the surrogate to live with you during
if
that
she,
time?
If she wanted to, she could. Like, I would definitely want her to live with me. I might have been opposed to even dating a girl later on in my life. I don't know. Like, I don't, whatever my plan is.
Yeah.
My plan. Like, if I end up finding a woman and then we have a baby together.
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
Do you want to get married one day? Or
to
no?
To whoever, yeah. I do want to get married.
You do.
And I don't know who it's going to be.
If
so I don't want to
say. It could be a girl or a boy.
Girl, a guy, a trans man. It wouldn't be like a transgender or nothing, but it would be like either a man, trans man, a stud, or a woman.
Wow. Mm. So you're open to all that. So
like,
what?
I'm a free spirit.
Right.
That's like me. I'm just
as long as it's a masculine energy and we get along and we're fun, I'm good.
So what letter are you?
What letter am I?
Yeah.
Wow you. Emmy. You are me.
Okay, got you. You don't identify as anything.
I'm just me. Like, I feel like when people start putting labels on stuff,
yeah,
that's when people start saying, well, you're supposed to act this way or be this type of way. But when you just say, I'm just me,
yeah,
then you can't tell me how I'm supposed to act, yeah, because only I know how I'm supposed to act and what I'm supposed to like and what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But when you say, oh, I'm straight or I'm gay or I'm this, then it's like, why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you acting like that?
Right.
Which I mean. And you can't tell me what my rules are.
Right. Ooh, I love that.
Like, my rules is whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck I say, that's what's going to go.
I love that. Yeah. That's good. Zoe.
We got to take a break. We got to come back, reset.
Next week.
And come back for a part two. Because
I want to talk about pegging. That was a situation. No, there was the thing.
Okay, all right.
Listen, we'll talk about it next week. Because it's a topic. It's a topic that people are talking about now, because a lot of men now are starting to figure out their bodies. And
we'll talk about it next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Know For Sure
Wait,
podcast.
Do we want to do what do you know for sure? When do you know for sure? We're in this podcast. So we end every podcast with what do you know for sure? K-N-O-W. And what are you saying no to? N-O.
For sure.
For sure. So what do you know for sure?
What do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to for sure? Like, I'm saying no to that.
What do I know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
That I like men.
Okay.
Okay. No, I think you should say masculine. Masculinity.
You like masculine energy.
No, what do I know for sure? Well, to me, what I know for sure is God is real. And I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Or I love God. I'm going to say him because some people think he's a woman.
Right. You love God.
I love God. That's what I know for sure. You guys got to give him praise.
Always.
Amen.
And your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I don't know for sure?
No. What are you saying
no to?
What? Oh, what I'm saying no to?
What I don't know for sure. That's
what I'm saying no to.
Mm-hmm.
Like N-O.
I know, as you get older, you can't sit like that for long.
I'm saying no to drugs. Because I had a friend who was on meth and ruined their life.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
Me? Mm-hmm. What do I know for sure? I know that we are all created uniquely different. Is uniquely a word? Mm-hmm. Uniquely different. And that's the Gemini, Jonah, over there, sneaking around. And that we are all having our own experience. Like, we're all, you know what I mean? Like, we're all just having our own experience. Yeah. And I think that we should all be understanding and have grace for other people's experience. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't look like you. Or it, you know what I mean? Or trying to confine it into a box or a category.
Yeah.
What am I saying no to for sure? I'm going to say no to being hard on my body, like judging my body or being very critical of my body.
That's good.
So, yeah.
My no for sure, kind of like yours, I was going to say, I know for sure you have to respect people's preferences. Like what we were saying earlier, like if you don't get somebody or you don't get that, that has nothing to do with you. Yeah. Whether it's the 9-to-5 thing, whether it's the who you want to have sex with or who you want to date, whatever. That is a preference and you can respect people's preferences. If Zoe wants to date masculine energy, he wants to date masculine energy.
Yep.
You know, that preference, respect people's preference. What am I saying no to?
Not having my babe.
Ooh, perfect.
Wow.
I am saying for sure that I will not carry Zoe's baby. Thank you.
That's so mean.
She's not going to let me keep it.
Call Holly.
All right, guys, it's been a great episode with Zoe. We'll be back because we have so much more to talk to Zoe about.
Next week.
Check in
about pegging.
Do you know what pegging is?
Yes. No, for sure.
Jesus. I'm Megan Ashley, and this is
Zoe.
And we'll see you next week for part two. Jesus.
I know. I'm like, Lord.
Y'all,
here we go.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.